Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
And welcome to episode 32 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. It is the most gloomy, dreary day.
Yeah, it's just been a long day.
I mean, I feel like your long day started with last night.
Yeah, I like went out last night to like this margarita fest, and so it was just a lot of alcohol.
I also feel like we always talk about alcohol on this podcast.
Yeah, well, as we're drinking alcohol. Right. Like, clearly I'm like okay now, but like, you know, I'm trying. Yeah, and then, I mean, I got home at like 11. I didn't go
to... Oh, that's not bad.
I didn't, yeah, because we like started at like 6.
Okay.
And like once I was tired and like hungry, because like we started at 6, so I had to like eat earlier. So yeah. I ate at like 4, and then I was so hungry by 11 that I was like, whatever. So went home, Taco Bell, the huge. And then woke up and walked a 5K. And I was done walking the 5K before 10 a.m. So I was up by like 6:30, which I mean, I got enough sleep probably. I was just so exhausted.
Especially when we consider the 2-hour nap you just took.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely got enough sleep. But the weather, it, you know, when it's rainy and icky outside, yeah. You just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
But this is the day we scheduled to record, and so here we are.
Here we are, Saturday.
Let's recap a couple things that have happened since the last time we chatted, which was your actual birthday. You had one more celebration to go.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that?
It was really fun. I was gonna be straight up. Like, it was a super fun birthday. I think that I had a couple of issues with where we decided to go and like my reservation, which is a little bit frustrating, especially when like I was like talking to them for a while about the reservation for like a month and a half, and just getting there and they like didn't have our table, and it was just this whole thing. So, and I don't like when things like are, I mean, no one likes when things don't go as planned, but like as someone who's used to, like, as we've talked about before, like hosting parties and like being in control, like just having no control over the situation just like stressed me out.
Which is so funny, because when we first talked about your birthday plans, you said, I'm really glad that all I have to do is make a reservation and I don't have to plan and set up a whole party.
Yeah, and what was difficult about it too is like after the dinner, like all of my friends, rest of my friends, like met there.
Yeah.
And it was rainy, which sucked.
Yeah, so it was rooftop.
And it was like such great weather all week, and then the day that I was celebrating, it was just like shitty. But I did get like some good pictures outside before like the sun went down, before it started raining. But anyway, so all of my friends had to come to like the indoor bar, and it was like a Friday night, so it was like a really busy restaurant. So, and like just super expensive. We ended up still having a lot of fun. Like, we went out. I actually didn't even get home that late comparatively to when I usually get home, which is like freaking 4 a.m. sometimes. But no, it was like 1:30 when I got home. So, and I like wasn't super hungover, which was nice. In the past, like doing birthday parties, it was just so much more financially smart, because it's like you charge everyone like $30, which is like nothing. That's like 2 Ubers.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, it's, and like maybe 2 drinks depending on the bar.
And like literally, so have like, last year I had a cupcake tower of tequila shots. Like, there was no alcohol unnoticed. Like, everyone was able to like drink stuff. Like, obviously, I think last year I still said BYOB and then still provided like a margarita.
Yeah.
But like, in years past, like, I've literally charged people $30. I catered Chipotle and had unlimited alcohol and had leftover alcohol, which we still have to this day.
Yeah.
For my 22nd birthday. Like, I lost some money because some people like last minute were like, oh, like, I can't come. And of course, those were the people who didn't Venmo me. But in the grand scheme of things, like, it was still way better, and like it was just like easier, and then like you could decide where you were gonna go out later.
Yeah.
I already have an idea for next year.
Oh my gosh, y'all. It's like at Halloween, when you, the week after Halloween, think of all the costumes you wish you had done.
Yeah.
That's you and your birthday.
Yeah, well, so murder mystery parties are like super in now. I told my friend Veronica, whose birthday falls like the day before Halloween, to do a murder mystery party. I think it would be so cool. But if she doesn't, I'm totally stealing that idea, because Leslie's best friend from home just did that for her birthday. It looked so cool.
And don't those have like a pretty decent cap size though? Like, you can't invite.
I mean, she had like they had like 20 people at theirs.
Oh, okay.
And so, and it was like a whole thing, like your character got sent in the mail. And you, like, open it, and you, like, see, like, the personality, like, what the...
Like, what to wear, yeah. And...
But my other idea is to do, like, a tarot card, like, reading.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But, anyways, so, birthday was great, though, like, post-recording. It was fun.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time. I have some great pictures of you with a purse on your head.
Mm-hmm. It's just funny, because, like, before I was, like... saying I'm like making it complicated, whatever. Like, it was a lot.
It was a lot. You did a lot of things.
It was overwhelming. I'm so grateful for like all of my friends and like being there and just, you know, it was great, and family. Like, it was just really, really awesome. But yeah, make it a little bit simpler next year. Yeah.
Next year, birthday falls on a Thursday, I guess. So you decide what you want to do with that. Friday, Saturday?
Probably Saturday. Saturdays are just easier because it's like you have like a realistically like a day.
Yeah, you can sleep in and then you can prepare and plan and shop and whatever and get ready, and yeah, that's true. But then you still have Sunday to recover and clean.
Yeah.
And then the day after, we left for New York, which was wonderful. It was long, but at the same time I did not feel like I got to do everything I wanted to do. And that, I think, is traveling with a child.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't regret that at all. I love taking her places. Like, I want to take her everywhere with me. I would rather take her with and deal with the extra cost and expense. And that's the same thing, but you know what I mean. The planning and the flexibility and the patience to have her with us and have her experience new places. But at the same time, it limits me so much, you know. She sleeps a lot of hours, and so my ability to make plans was like a very small window. Mm-hmm. And we were staying at an Airbnb in Brooklyn, which I know I said last week that I was like concerned about the Airbnb. It was fantastic. It was absolutely beautiful and it was great, but it was far from stuff, and so it felt like a trek to go to places sometimes, and so it just felt like a lot. I will say, as wonderful as it was to see everybody that we love in New York, and I miss all of them all the time, I don't miss living in New York.
Yeah.
It was hot and humid. I forgot how much more humid New York is compared to Chicago. It's expensive. It's not baby friendly. Like, the sidewalks, the accessibility, like, I can't even fathom somebody who actually struggles with accessibility that's not just a stroller. Like, it is not built for that. The city is not built for that, and I was frustrated. And so it was perfect for the 10 years that I lived there, but it's just not it anymore. And I think that was good. I think it reminded me, like, you know.
You made the right decision.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like I know that all the time, every time, like, you and Mom come over in 5 minutes. But, like, being there, I was like, as much as I love getting to see all of our friends, like, this is not the place for us anymore. And so I think that was good. And then one of the things I wrote down to talk about, when we got home from New York, and the next day Allie came over, and so Lila hadn't seen her in just over a week, and her reaction to seeing you for the first time, I wish I had recorded it. It was the cutest thing.
She was cute today, too.
She was cute today when she saw you. But I was just like, oh my gosh, that is my Auntie Allie. I have not seen her in a week. I am so excited to see her. She, like, screeched.
Yeah, she did. She, like, screamed. I was like, oh my God. Oh my gosh.
It was just so cute.
Yeah. I took a nap today, and she woke me up. They brought her in there and woke me up, and she was just sitting there looking at me. Like, come on, wake up.
Yeah, it's like one of those commercials. Wake up, it's time to go do things.
Yeah. She's just the best. Like, the older she gets, just, like, the more aware and, like, and it's just so great.
So then we got back from New York, and then we actually had company come in for a couple of days. It's one of Sam's best friends from growing up. And she has twin girls that are almost two, and they are
tall.
They are tall, and they're so sweet, and they're really cute and really sweet and so smart. They listen and they know what's going on, and they were just so cute with Lila, and she just looked at them like, like they were just the greatest thing. And it was just really, really sweet to be with them. They came to visit the same time last year. I was pregnant and the girls were a little bit older than Lila now, but similar age.
Yeah.
Like they were like 11 months when they came last year and Lila just turned 9 months today. So they're 14 months apart. And right now that's a lot, right? Like right now, 14 months is a really big age gap when you're 9 months and 23 months.
Yeah.
Once they're older, like 14 months is going to be nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be, it's just so sweet. So
yeah.
It was really nice to spend some time with them and just like have them interact and whatnot.
Yeah, they're really, really cute.
Yeah. But then they left this morning. And so now I finally feel like I can like get my life back together and like, you know, actually get some stuff done after being in New York and then having company. And now I'm like, okay, let's get it together. It's June. Like, yeah, how is it already June?
I have no idea. Like, that's just crazy. Like, I'm going to Italy in 2 months. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, crazy.
What, how's planning going?
It's going. We have all of our, like, stays booked at least.
That's not convincing.
We have all of our, like, stays booked at least, which was finalized as of last week. So one thing I discovered about myself, which I know you hate when people say that, like,
or no, no.
People say something about me.
Yeah, one thing, no, the phrase I don't like is one thing about me.
Yeah, well.
One thing about Allie.
Yeah, so I just discovered, like, I can plan a wedding. I can plan my life. I cannot travel plan.
I feel the exact same way.
It is the hardest thing ever.
I don't like it.
It's so, like, there's so many, especially abroad, like, there's just so many little details that, like, I just would have never thought about. And, yeah, so, we have 3 hotels and an Airbnb in Venice, or VRBO or whatever.
Travel planning is hard.
It's really hard. And, yeah, and so I just, like, don't have a lot of time to plan. As long as we have a place to stay, like, that's
you'll
all
figure
that,
it out.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah, like, the flights and the place to stay, and you'll figure it out. I would recommend, because I learned this the hard way in Dubai. If there is something that is on your must-do, like, without a doubt, I want to do this, make sure that is booked. And, like, whether that is something sightseeing or some kind of specific tour, make sure that is booked.
Yeah.
Because sometimes things do sell out and there's lots of options. And if you're there for a couple days, you have some flexibility. But if you, like, the example I have is when we went to Dubai, we had 2 days. And one day we had booked, like, an all-day tour, like, to actually go down to Abu Dhabi. And so we really only had, like, one full day. And we wanted to go to the top of the tallest building in the world. Mm-hmm. My experience of going to those buildings in New York or in Chicago is, yes, you eventually need a ticket, but there's always availability. And you may have to wait 30 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
But, like, I've never, like, taken anybody to the Sears Tower or the Empire State Building and had to wait longer than that. So I thought we could decide that morning kind of what our plan was for the day. And so we got there. And the entire day was booked. And the only availability were VIP tickets. And we were like, well, I mean, if we're never planning to come back to Dubai anytime soon, like,
Dubai.
We have to do it, right?
You have to.
And we did. And it was actually a fantastic experience. And I might actually recommend that to people because it was just so lovely. But my point being is that if there is like a, I have to do this thing, I would book that.
Yeah.
And then you can figure everything else out.
Yeah, I think next step is we're, like, figuring out, like, the trains, and then, because we're doing, like, 2 days in Rome, and then our third day in Rome, we're technically just going to Sorrento for a day, and then coming back.
Okay.
Because it's really hard to find stays in Sorrento and Positano and, like, the Amalfi, because, like, unless you're, like, committed to staying there for, like, multiple days, because it's just, like,
well, really, getting there is hard, right?
Right, getting there. Because there's, like, transfers and, like, luggage. Like, it's just not worth it. And,
I remember
it's beautiful. Yeah. But, like, I don't want to deal with the luggage and all the steps and all. Like, it's just, it was just not going to be, like, realistic. And I think that, like, you know, this trip is more of, like, a sightseeing trip that we're
doing. Yeah, you're trying to do a whole country in a week and a half.
Yeah, because, so Sydney Wade, I don't know why I keep saying my roommate, like, you got, like,
you've talked about Sydney Wade at that point.
She just got back Thursday night from Italy, and they did Rome, and then they went to the Amalfi and did like Sorrento, Positano, and the coast. And that's all they did.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it looked so beautiful. Like,
right, but it's like your priorities, and if you want to see,
I like my must was Venice.
Right. So then,
and so yeah,
you have to sacrifice something. I felt like that when we did Ireland in 10 days, and I still don't feel like we saw the entire country. Or spent enough time in any one city, but like that was the only way we were going to see three cities.
Yeah, it's actually fun. Like for our VRBO in Venice, when we get off the train, we have to take a boat to our VRBO,
like a gondola.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh my gosh, you and your dad. It's gonna be so cute.
Yeah, it's gonna be really fun. It'll just be nice for us to have like some time together. It's gonna be really fun.
You need to get your dad back in the city so I can see him.
Yeah, I still don't understand why we're going to Iceland first. Like, it just still doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm. Are you stopping in Iceland? Like, are you spending a day there?
No. It's like a 2-hour layover. I mean, it's like, it's probably good for me because it's like a 4-hour and then like a 6-hour.
As opposed to one really long flight. Yeah.
Not that it's like I don't think it's actually that long. It's probably like 8.
From here, yeah, it's probably like, 8 to 9.
And the good thing is, that's really nice, is we like picked our seats already for all of them. So
you
like,
know where you're at.
And I saw them in the window every time, so it's like, perfect. Anyways, yeah.
You're gonna be fine.
I know.
I'm not worried. The hard part though about breaking it up like that is like, when do you sleep? Can you sleep on planes?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to because we're flying overnight, yeah. It's like we leave like 7 p.m. here on Monday and then get there 3 p.m.
Tuesday.
The next day.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you pretty much have to fly overnight when you're going that direction.
We're not flying overnight though on the way back.
No, that's okay. Because going on the way back, it's like you leave at like 10 a.m. their time and land here at like 10 a.m. our time.
Yeah. So.
With the time change. It basically, it all cancels out.
Yeah.
So you have Italy. What else is going on this summer?
I might go see Kesha. Like, actually. She's one of the after-party shows for Lala. Well,
she's performing at Lala.
I guess it's not technically an after-party show because it's the Wednesday. It's July 31st.
So it's a pre-show.
Yeah, she's playing at House of Blues.
Oh, fun.
And, I mean, it's like 100-something, but like...
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be torn because I do like Kesha, but like...
It's like, I don't want to hear any of your new indie shit, though. Like, I want to hear, like, Die Young and, like, Your Love Is My
Drug.
It's
the one thing, a song I was just thinking of. Yeah.
Die Young is so good.
I want to die young. I love that song.
So, I don't know. It's still TBD.
Wasn't there somebody else we were talking about going to a concert for? Oh, we need to decide. Justin Timberlake. We need to look at tickets and see how we feel about it.
Yeah. Well, everyone in my... Like, literally everyone wants to go see JoJo Siwa, so, like, let's just commit to that.
At Pride Fest?
Yeah, it's in my calendar.
It's at, like, 1 p.m., so, like, yeah.
It's in my calendar.
Yeah, no, it's in my calendar, too. Okay, I just updated my
calendar. My calendar says JoJo Siwa at Pride.
Okay, mine says Pride Fest, because I'd like to go the whole day. JoJo Siwa at Pride.
No, it just says JoJo at Pride.
Oh, no,
we're on JoJo Pride. Yeah.
It's also just a blast, and I'm very excited to go and not be, like, pregnant, because it was hot. Last year was hot. And I was pregnant, and there wasn't really anywhere to sit, and so, like, we got a snack, and then I was trying to, like, it was just uncomfortable. But I'm excited. But that's the same night, so...
As the Justin Timberlake?
Uh-huh. But again, JoJo's at, like, 1, and JT is, like, at night at the United Center at, like, 7. So I don't know if that really makes sense.
That would be a...
But I just really want to go see JT.
I mean, I would go see JT. That would just be a fucking day.
Actually, I think he might be here Friday and Saturday. So what's worse, the night before or the night?
Well, I worked the night before.
Okay, so not Friday. That's why. There's a reason why we were doing Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can see. Wait, the other thing we talked about going to, buying tickets for, are we going to go to the Disney night?
Wait, why don't I just, like, start, like, scrolling on
Instagram? Yeah, because it's a habit. That's a really bad, like, habit, is you pick up your phone and you open up. What app did you open?
Snapchat. I was just snapping. You guys want to be in my snap?
Live snap on the pod.
Okay. Yeah, when is that again?
It is Friday, the Friday before, the 14th, I think. What happened? What do you have going on?
So, my friend Paige, she was originally celebrating her birthday June 7th, and I had it blocked in my calendar, and I actually switched to shift so that I could open it and open the wedding instead of close it. And then she switched it to June 14th.
Does she want to go to Disney night?
No.
Bummer. His parents are actually in town that weekend.
Gosh, it's 3 weeks
from now. Yeah, his dad and his son. It's 2 weeks from now.
Jesus.
June 14th.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah, time is just like, whoosh.
Is that what it's doing?
Yeah. Whoosh. That's how I feel with a child. Like, how is she 9 months? How has she been in the world longer than she was in my belly? That's
bananas.
Bonkers. Like, what?
Oh, I thought you were going to say bananas.
Yeah, I was going to say bananas.
And then it turned into bonkers.
But you said it and I couldn't.
That's bananas.
It is bananas. It is.
That's funny.
How is she 9 months old?
I know. One's baby number two.
Whoa. Whoa.
Chugs wine. We don't need to dive into that.
Yeah, let's not. We gave slight hints to that when I said there would hopefully be another baby by Vegas, but I'm not about to get into the details of our life plan here.
Cool.
I also don't, we have like a rough thought, but I feel like I could change my mind either way if I chose to.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's how life works, right? Like,
I actually have two things really.
Okay.
I updated my celebrity crush.
Her celebrity crush list, okay.
So I'm gonna send you a screenshot of this and you're gonna
pop it up
right
okay.
there. And then I also have a hot take after this.
Okay.
So Dylan O'Brien and Robert Pattinson will forever be like my top celebrity crushes. But my friends and I were talking today about like celebrities, like male celebrities, that like if it wasn't for the fact that like they were actors, like if you saw them on the street, you'd be like that, like you wouldn't even flinch. But because they're like, a great example is Timothée Chalamet, which I think I've said before, like, great actor, like, great range, like, amazing person, like, love him. But, like,
if you passed him on the street or saw him at a bar, you wouldn't necessarily be like,
oh, that guy's cute.
That, yeah,
but, like, he's
yeah.
such a good actor, so I'm like, oh my god, he's really attractive.
Okay, well, that just lends itself to the concept that, like, love at first sight is not a real thing, and that love and attraction is very much built on personality.
Oh,
and
wow, that's deep.
It's but deep. True. Are you gonna like list them or are you gonna like talk? What are we?
I'm just gonna talk about a couple of them.
Okay,
so Jace Crawford.
Oh, from Nate from
from Gossip Girl. He's the top one. I added Nick. Yeah. Well, how do you fuck?
We don't need to know. But we've talked about him. We've popped up a picture of him before. We know who you're talking about.
Okay, Theo James, who is four in
Divergent. Good pick.
Channing Tatum, obviously.
He is always on my list.
And then my current top. Current top. Austin Butler, who was Elvis in the new Elvis movie, and he's also the guy in the spinoff of Carrie Diaries, or of Sex and the City, Carrie Diaries. Austin Butler's in a shit ton of stuff now, which we talked about him in the...
I know, and I think I, like, pretended I knew who you were talking about, and I actually didn't know him. Let me look up a picture.
He's so hot. He was dating Vanessa Hudgens, and they were, like forever.
That's not her baby daddy though.
No.
Oh.
They broke up.
Yeah, he's okay. But the irony is most of the other ones you listed, I was very much like on board. And so the fact that we're 9 years apart and have like similar celebrity crushes, like Channing Tatum is always on my list. Always. But I'm also very attracted to dancing and dance skills.
Yeah, Wait,
so was your hot take that we wouldn't notice them unless they were celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I really think it stems from love and attraction can be developed or dwindled. You can meet somebody super hot.
And 100%.
And then they have a shitty personality and you're like, okay, you're not hot anymore.
Yeah. So I have something else that I was like thinking about for the future of Sisters Like Us podcast.
Oh, the future of the podcast. Besides the sign that still have not ordered.
Yeah.
Well, let me defend us a little bit. We spent a little time on your birthday. Well, first we made place cards for your birthday dinner.
Mm-hmm. Which was really unfortunate because when I got there, they didn't have a table. And so then I had to give them to people when they were already sitting down.
Oh, but they were still so sweet. You wrote like little things on the inside. It was so sweet. Yeah. Oh, so cute. So we did start to look at neon signs, but on Etsy, what I think, let us know what you think. If you watch on YouTube, I think it should be 3 rows, Sisters Like Us. Allie was saying it should be 2 rows, Sisters Like Us. Either way.
Did I say that?
You did.
Okay.
Either way, all the places we were looking at on Etsy, if you needed two rows or more, you had to message them for a custom quote. You couldn't just like order, pick one and order it. Mm-hmm. And I was just not in the headspace that day to like message Etsy
it's
shops.
It's just like a commitment. Like,
it is, and we will do it. And we will do
so
it.
So I have another idea of where we could put that money before we get a neon sign.
Oh.
So I was thinking about this.
But this looks so sad.
No, I know. Okay. But like,
we could go back to the plan of get something inexpensive temporarily.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I've been thinking, because maybe my connections would help us a little bit, that we do like a little photo shoot.
Nothing, brand photos.
Yeah, like nothing crazy, like, you know, like just like we like figure out something to wear and then, you know, we like
have our wine glasses
and like, you know, we either like do something on like a white background or like do something somewhere, like probably simpler the better. And yeah, we just take brand photos. Like I think it would be like so cool for us.
Yeah.
And then we can use them like in so many different ways.
I'm not opposed. I just two things. One, I feel like you and I have so many cute photos together that I don't know that we need to pay to have more photos together.
Oh, you're saying like just do it, but like don't hire someone to
yeah.
do it?
Just like ask Lindsay.
I guess I do have my camera.
Or, I mean, we have the camera that we record on. Also, phones take great pictures. I know it's a different vibe than the digital camera, but they take great photos.
Yeah. I want something that's, like, consistent. Like, I don't like the, like, having, like, we have so many pictures together, but, like, there's just, like, all over the place. There's just, like, you know.
Do you mean, like, for profile pictures and stuff like that? Because I still feel like our Instagram feed benefits from, like, other pictures of us.
Like, the toast, for example, like.
I feel like you compare us a lot to podcasts that have either very, like, a lot longer history or very different goals.
Well, just, like, doing something, like, okay, this is, like, a very successful podcast, so it's not, like, at all what I mean, but, like, just doing something where, like, it's...
You can hear Lila. You probably can't hear Lila. We can hear Lila talking in the background.
But, like, just, like, you know, like, taking some fun photos. Like, I just think it would be so fun to have. Because, like, right now, like, all of our stuff is, like, Canva made, which I like. But, like, it would be really fun to, like, create something. Like, even if it was just a couple photos. Like, we don't have... Like, we could literally go to, like, JCPenney and just use, like, the white background. And, like, just, like, come, like, with, like... And,
with props.
You know, it's, like, a couple...
I do not know how much it costs.
It's not expensive. I don't know. I just think it would be, like... fun. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a now thing. I just, like, have been thinking about it, and I thought it would be really fun.
I think it would be fun. I'm just not sure it's worth the investment right now.
Okay.
Is my thought process behind it.
Well, other thing that could maybe help us with said investment that we were thinking about, which I don't know how this would get to other sources, but we were thinking it would be fun to, like, work with, like, alcohol brands or, like, companies, and then, like, when we record, we can, like, review.
Yeah, talk, like, about whatever it is we're drinking.
Yeah.
And it could be wine. It also could be, like, liquor, and we make a fun cocktail.
Yeah, or even, like, a, like, you know, a pre-mix.
Yeah, like a canned drink or something.
We could probably honestly just, like, DM companies.
We, right now, I think with our numbers, and you'd have to put together, like, here's our demographic, here are our numbers, et cetera, et cetera. I think we could get free product. I think companies, if we offered to talk about their product for free on the podcast in exchange for free product, they would do that. I don't think we have the numbers for companies to pay us, like, a fee to talk about, like a sponsorship fee.
Yeah.
I think it could only be free product. And this was my experience when I started out on YouTube, right? Like, there was a point where once I got to a certain level, actually it was like Instagram probably before YouTube, I would get free products sent to me, right? Mm-hmm. Then I finally reached a point where companies were actually offering dollar amounts for me to talk about their stuff. And so I don't think we are there right now, but I do think we could get stuff sent to us.
I think it would be fun too, just to like try stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the next step there, you maybe work on the hit list of companies, and I can start to pull the numbers and, like the almost a proposal for it.
Yeah. I mean, even if we get to a, like, place where it's like, you know, people aren't like reaching out, you guys can also just like tell us like,
oh yeah, if you want us to try something.
Like,
yeah.
Because, like, I know I've talked about, like, Loverboy before because of Summer House, and I know, like, you've never had it. So, like, I could, like, bring it one time and, like, you could try it.
The first time, yeah.
Yeah. God, I wish I could talk about Summer House because it was just so tea.
So, I've been watching Top Chef on Bravo, and the amount of Summer House commercials.
The Bravo difference right here.
Oh, yeah. And, well, just all the commercials. I'm like, do you really think I'm going to just, like, click over? It's either Summer House or Below Deck. Those are the advertisements.
Below Deck is so dumb.
I get served.
Okay, let me just say, okay, now that we're on the topic of TV shows, let me really quick.
Oh. Yeah. Hold on. Fun fact, the camera can only record for about 20-ish minutes, and then it has to get rebooted. And so I'm always, like, in the middle of a sentence. I'm like, wait, I don't want to lose the camera. But I think I know where you're going.
So I am going to talk about that, what you're thinking of. Because I had to tell Lakin because
she couldn't wait.
Yeah. Okay, but I know you don't want me to, but I just have to touch on Summer House and...
Well, let me say, somebody finally commented that is not your friend, like somebody else, that they like the reality TV updates.
Okay.
So, fine. I'm just gonna sit here and drink my wine.
So, here's what I'm thinking, is I think it would be fun if maybe before I just give you, like... We don't have to do it. Actually, maybe I could just do it on the podcast. Just give a rundown on like what the show's about. And then I can kind of tell you what's going on. So you're not just like.
You mean me, Lakin?
Yeah, but like also everyone. Like, I think I said what Summer House is about. It's like friends that like rent.
Yeah, you told me what it's about.
Yeah. But basically like two of them have been on the show since season one, like got engaged last summer. And they were like best friends, and so it's kind of that like friends to lovers situation.
Mm-hmm. A la Bridgerton.
Yeah, but he. Oh god, we can talk about that too.
We didn't talk about that last week.
I don't know, but anyway. So, but the guy Carl is like a recovering addict, and Lindsay, the fiance, was just there's a lot to unpack. But basically, they broke off their engagement on the finale. And I was honestly, like, Team Carl, like, pretty through and through because Lindsay's, like, kind of just, like, all over the place. But after talking to my friends today that watch it, I kind of am now, like, okay, maybe they're both just crazy. So if anybody does watch it, I'd love to hear your thoughts because it just seems, like, basically Carl's, like, not getting a job and not, like, you know, making anything for himself and kind of just like la di da di da. But then like Lindsay is like saying this, that, or the other and like just causing drama like all around. They were always getting in fights like every weekend. But anyway, so let me know your thoughts on that. And then Vanderpump also ended and I think it ended for good. I think it's about to get canceled, which I didn't think so, but
I mean, I've never watched it. I'm not a reality TV person, but like I know what it is. And they have a bar in Vegas, like.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even about the bar anymore because the last couple seasons, none of them work there anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, this is for people that watch it, but, like, Sheena and Lala, I think, are so, like, can't read a room, like, don't understand that, like, Ariana's going through, because, like, the thing is, it's, like, everyone cheated on the show, basically, but, like, Ariana and Tom were dating for 10 years.
You've said that before.
And having an affair with someone who was in the friend group, like, it was just so different, like, and... All she needs was friends, and Lala and Sheena were just obsessed with, like, making sure that they still had a friendship with Tom, like, the cheater. And it was just, like, it's just, like, I don't care how long you were friends with someone, like, even if I was in, like, my friend group, which I don't really have guys in my friend group, but, like...
Not straight ones.
Right, but, like, and even if I was friends with a guy for so long and he cheated on my friend in that way, like, it's my friend or nothing. Like, right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, she's gotten a shit ton of brand deals. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's the new host of Love Island. Like, she's literally thriving. But, like, why can't she just be thriving? Like, who cares if it might have, like, kind of the breakup and, like, the scandal, like, gave her a little push. It just seems like it's always about Lala and Sheena. And it's just, like, needs to be about Ariana. But anyways, so let me know what you guys think about that. Moving on from TV, well, still staying in the TV show. I think we talked about Bridgerton last week. You edited the episode. Did we talk about?
Yeah, we talked about Bridgerton. Okay. I don't think we, no, but the other thing you're going to talk
about. No, I know. Okay. Yeah, okay, so, last
weekend,
weekend, No, last recording, Lakin said, like, why don't you watch Game of Thrones? Like, you should watch it. I think you'd like it. And I was like, no, like, it requires a lot of attention. Like, whatever. I'm on season two.
So she was so bored with all of us being, and I say all of us, like, there were still people in town. But you were just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so I started Game of Thrones. I really like it. It was hard because I feel like people have a lot of opinions about it. And people were kind of like, oh, season one's like really boring and like hard to get into. I actually really enjoyed season one because I like was like, okay, I know everybody and now I like have my little map and my family tree. So when I need to like reference
it. I don't think season one is boring. I think season one is tough. I think there's a lot of tough topics that are hard to watch, but you need it to lay the groundwork for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a
lot of deaths too that I didn't want to happen.
Well, there's gore and death and lots of issues with women and just like things that are hard to watch, but it is, again, lays the groundwork and I think it only gets better.
Yeah. So I'm on like season two, episode like four. Right now, my favorite.
Make sure you don't spoil anything.
I'm not going to.
No. You can say whatever you want. I feel like Game of Thrones is one of those shows that has been out long enough. There was something you were going to talk about that I said, no, don't spoil it. I feel like, again, Game of Thrones has been out for so long that, like...
I won't spoil it, though. I'll kind of, like,
say... I just meant other people don't comment things. Okay, yeah. For Allie, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's things that I found out, like, I didn't want to find out via the family tree.
Oh, yeah, you can't Google the family tree.
Yeah, no, Parker told me to.
What?
And I did, and I found out about Jon Snow, I found out about...
No, okay, well, first off, Parker, that is the dumbest advice anybody could ever give.
Like, I knew that, like, Daenerys and she lost her baby, like, I knew before I even saw it happen. Yeah, it was quite unfortunate. And I was like, why is her offspring dragons,
I love the end, at the end when...
Have you seen Me Before You?
No.
It's her and then the guy from Hunger Games.
The tall one or the short one?
Not Gaylor Peel. he's in one of the, he was like a...
Oh, Finnick.
Finnick.
That's from the Hunger Games, yeah.
But so, yeah. What's the dwarf's name? Tyrion?
Oh, Tyrion.
Tyrion. Love him. So funny. So
he's also just such a great actor.
Yeah. What's so funny is that, like, so Jaime Lannister, I literally said... When I first watched it, I was like, I thought there was a live-action version of Shrek when I saw him, because I was like, that's Prince Charming from Shrek.
In season one, Jaime is Prince Charming from Shrek, though. Not the character, but, like, what he looks like.
I was like, what the hell? And then I was talking to Mom about it, and she was like, oh my god, yeah, he really does. And I'm like, yeah, like, that's crazy. And then I realized, like, what he was actually in, but...
I said the same thing to Mom.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. It's crazy that, like, Sophie Turner is so young.
Well, yeah, they're all so young in season one, and they just, it's amazing how much they look like babies. Because Mom and Mark are also rewatching it, and so when we were in New York, we watched it with them sometimes at night, because...
Well, yeah, did you hear? I FaceTimed them, and we were at the exact
crazy.
So, crazy. Exact same episode, pretty much the exact same time, and then as I'm, like, doing roommate searching currently, I was taking a video of my apartment to kind of show it, and
you had
the Game of Thrones episode like up and paused, and the girl goes, wait, that's literally the episode I'm on right now. I'm watching Game of Thrones for the first time. I'm like, is this a sign?
Yeah, that is a sign. That's like, a sign.
Yeah.
So we were re-watching it in New York, and that's when I made the Jaime Prince Charming comment to Mom. Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna rewatch the entire show before the new season of House of Dragon comes out, but I do want to rewatch season one.
I'm really excited to finish Game of Thrones and watch House of Dragon.
I know. I was just looking at my watch as if it was gonna tell me the date, even though we've talked about the date. I don't know that you're gonna finish Game of Thrones in 2 weeks.
Like, oh, I'm not.
Yeah, House of Dragon.
Game of Thrones, like, it requires me to like be attentive.
Which I told you, just think of it as like a bunch of really great movies. Yeah. But you don't need to rush through it. I mean, House of Dragon will be there and it will be fine. I just learned though that House of Dragon is on episode one of the new season is the same night as the Tonys. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep shortening it, unfortunately, by saying unfortunate.
Unfortunately. Anyways, I don't know what I'm gonna do about that evening.
That's unfortunate.
And I mentioned it very briefly, but Sam's parents will also be here, and I don't actually think they care about either of those things.
Probably not.
So there's also that.
Yeah.
That I'm like, okay, well, I care about both of those things, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna watch both, let alone, like, I'm gonna watch one. I'm so excited that you're finally watching Game of Thrones.
I know, it's fun. I enjoy it.
We may, well, so I'm sure you have this too, right? Like, we have, I feel like we have group chats of like a bazillion different combinations. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this person, whatever.
Maybe we need like Game of Thrones group chat so that I can
Well, sorry, my,
it already exists.
It's me and Mom and Parker.
Oh.
And for whatever reason, it's called Game of Thrones chat. Because 9 times out of 10, if Mom and Parker and I are talking about something, that's what it was about. Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because Sam and Mark also watch it, so I don't understand why they're not involved in this. I think Parker named it at some point. You know how Parker feels about group chats. What I might do is rename the one, because there's got to be one that's you, me, Mom, and Parker. Like, that has to exist in my phone somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rename that one. Game of Thrones chat or something.
Game of Thrones chat for Allie.
For Allie, right. Something like that. I'm excited for you.
It's exciting stuff.
All right. I feel like we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
Go rescue the peanut.
Yeah.
From, I don't know what's going on out there. I can hear them, but I don't know.
I feel like when she's gonna be able to walk, like, she's gonna just, like,
walk in.
We're just gonna hear the steps, like, all the way over here. We're gonna be like, all right.
No, the baby gate will get put up.
Oh, yeah. How much do you have? Oh. I was gonna say, you should chug it. I went from, like, not wanting to drink to, like, wow, this is really good.
Good thing I have another bottle. All right, y'all.
That was weird. I don't know why I just did that.
Should we cut that?
Honestly, no. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay, all the things. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. I heard somebody say recently, like, stop asking people to do that. Like, if they want to, they'll do it. And I'm like, well, but sometimes people don't think about it. Like, I don't think about it. And so...
Also, like...
Who cares?
Like, literally, who cares what we... Like, if you don't want to hear what we say, then don't listen. Sorry. couple homework assignments for you guys. One, let me know what you guys think about Vanderpump and Summer House if you watch. Two, let us know what you think about us doing...
Alcohol reviews.
Let us know what you think about us doing, like, brand photos. Wait,
we could also do some of the non-alcoholic... reviews.
That would be fun.
Too. I tried some of them.
But I'm gonna
out.
Just have vodka like back here just so I can. Because
no, those will be good.
I'm kidding. Obviously.
Those will be good for days like on when we have the weeks we have to record on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Those will be good. Like it's Saturday. Like I'm having wine, but like
we're having a time.
When we have to record on like a Tuesday, a non-alcoholic option might be nice. And again, eventually, I would like to have another child, so
yeah.
I'm gonna have to have some non-alcoholic options.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. Reality TV, alcohol reviews.
Brand photos. Just like someone might be like.
3 lines or 2 lines.
Someone might be like, oh my god, like you should totally do that. And then.
Is that really gonna help you? Or you're trying to convince me?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I'm so tired.
Yeah, why is it always tilted?
I don't know, like the. Yeah, I don't want to say that. Never mind. Wait, this is not working. What's the door?
Stop talking before you Google and don't Google and talk.